This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Israeli military says it found traces of hostages in an underground tunnel in Gaza. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Khan Yunis, in the southern half of the Gaza Strip, has become a focus of Israel's ground offensive, and the military has been showing journalists tunnels in the city, where it says it's found signs of the hostages. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Hostage DNA. Hostages were held here, this tunnel system.
Hagari stood in front of a corrugated tin hut that covered the tunnel's entrance in a residential yard. He says Hamas militants retreated to Khan Yunis immediately after their October 7 attacks.
In the civilian neighborhood, in order to make it impossible for the IDF, unless he does a ground operation, to fire at this area or try to rescue the hostages.
The IDF did not say if the hostages whose DNA had been identified are known to be dead or alive. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza.
Our goal is to rid Gaza of Hamas terrorists and free our hostages. Once this is achieved, Gaza can be demilitarized and de-radicalized.
Israel had said this week it was planning to begin drawing down troops from at least the northern part of Gaza. The Israeli government has been under weeks of pressure from the United States to scale down its operations and shift to what Washington says should be a more targeted campaign. But the fighting appears to be as intense as ever, especially in the southern and central areas where Israeli forces launched a ground invasion last month. The U.S. has designated Hamas a terrorist group. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. This is VOA News. The United Nations top court is opening hearings into South Africa's allegation that Israel's war with Hamas amounts to genocide against the Palestinians. In 2 days of preliminary hearings that begin Thursday, South Africa is initially asking the International Court of Justice to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Israel is strongly denying South Africa's claims. The full case is likely to take years to resolve. The UN Security Council on Wednesday demanded Yemen's Houthis immediately end attacks on ships traveling in the Red Sea. Here's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer.
11 members of the council voted for the measure, while 4, including veto-wielding Russia and China, abstained. None voted against. Linda Thomas-Greenfield is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
The threat to navigational rights and freedoms in the Red Sea is a global challenge that necessitates a global response.
Wednesday's measure includes an implicit endorsement of a U.S.-led task force called Operation Prosperity Guardian, that has been defending commercial ships in the Red Sea and other areas from Houthi attacks. The attacks have disrupted maritime commerce and led some shipping lines to take longer routes to avoid the Red Sea, which could increase energy and food prices.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The Houthis are an Iran-aligned group that seized much of Yemen in the civil war and have vowed to attack ships linked to Israel or bound for Israeli ports to show support for Hamas Islamists battling the Israeli offensive in Gaza. However, many of the targeted ships have had no links to Israel. A Houthi spokesman dismissed the UN resolution as a political game and said the United States was the one violating international law. Australian public broadcaster ABC is reporting that 15 people have been killed in widespread looting and arson in Papua New Guinea. ABC says 8 people died in riots in the capital Port Moresby, while 7 others were killed in the country's north, citing an update from police. Protests by police and public sector employees on Wednesday over a pay cut descended into lawlessness, with TV footage showing thousands in the streets of Port Moresby, many carrying looted merchandise as black smoke billowed over the city. Officials blamed the pay cut on an administrative glitch. Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape told a news conference on Thursday tensions in the capital had subsided, with extra police being flown in to maintain order. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com and also download our app. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.